Drug abuse. The National Authority for the Campaign Against Alcohol and Drug Abuse, NACADA, has conducted a three-day training workshop in West Pequot County aimed at empowering community-based and faith-based organizations in their fight against drug and substance abuse in the community. Teresa Mwangi, an official from the authority, highlighted the critical nature of the training, saying the initiative focused on enhancing community engagement in drug and substance abuse demand reduction in the community. The training is designed to equip participants with skills and knowledge necessary to effectively combat alcohol and drug abuse within their communities, Ms. Mwangi stated. She said the three-day training program incorporated workshops and interactive sessions that provided practical tools for outreach, education and support. She expressed optimism that the initiative would foster collaboration among local organizations and strengthen community responses to substance abuse challenges. In a proactive approach to addressing the increasing issue of substance abuse, the initiative also aims to empower young individuals by providing them with essential knowledge and skills. The participants are trained to become ambassadors for NACADA, spreading awareness and supporting their peers in making healthier choices, said Mwangi. In a significant effort to enhance community outreach, the official said the NACADA's training initiative focused on training religious leaders as well as children and youths to effectively share messages of faith and hope in their congregation. "We believe that by training religious leaders and the younger generation, we can ensure that these messages are not only heard but understood and embraced," she said. Mwangi emphasized the importance of community involvement in tackling alcohol abuse, especially during the long school holiday season. She encouraged parents to actively partake in educating their families about the dangers of alcohol consumption, especially during the holiday season. She emphasized the need for widespread awareness campaigns that promote open discussions about alcohol use and its consequences. "We must work together to create a supportive environment where individuals affected by drugs and substance abuse can seek help without stigma," said Mwangi. She recommended reaching out to professional support services, encouraging individuals and families to contact counselors at the dedicated helpline 11,921,192, which offers psychological support and guidance to those in need. "With collective effort, we can make significant strides in preventing alcohol-related issues and providing pathways to recovery for those affected," Mwangi added. One of the beneficiaries from the iRepresentative Foundation, Silas Cheserek, highlighted the positive experiences from the training that he gained about various drugs being abused by young people and expressed his readiness to develop outreach initiatives that resonate with the youth in an effort aimed at fighting the drug and substance abuse among the young people. "The knowledge I gained from this training has been invaluable. With this training, I feel equipped to design programs that will truly resonate with the individuals we work with," Cheserek explained. Patricia Rotich from the Pequot Women Empowerment Organization, POWEO, extended her gratitude to NACADA for their invaluable training program offered during the holiday season, noting the initiative has been instrumental in equipping community leaders and educators with essential skills to engage with children during their time at home. "The skills we acquired will enable us to offer the support and guidance that children need during this crucial time," Ms. Rotich said. Additionally, a group of dynamic young participants from Declare's Kenya organization, Grace Sabina, pledged her commitment to combating drug and substance abuse among young people. She said she would be championing towards planning to utilize cultural and sports events as outreach platforms to engage effectively with other young individuals. "We recognize the challenges our generation faces, and we are determined to be part of the solution," Sabina said. She said the training initiative was good as it aimed at mobilizing communities and creating a unified front against substance abuse, paving the way for healthier futures for the youths.